You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Looks like we're on a warming trend today. By Saturday, we're expected to get above freezing for the first time in almost a week.
Lord have mercy.
Evergy is warning that more rolling blackouts are possible until about 11 a.m. this morning. Chuck Casey is a VP at Evergy. He had this to say in a press conference.
Monday, we got into a situation where for the first time in its history, the Southwest Power Pool called an energy emergency alert 3, the highest level that they have, and we were forced to take additional actions. I should also notice or mention that on Monday morning, we also contacted a significant number of large industrial and commercial customers, and in anticipation of grid issues, we asked them to reduce their power usage as well. So anytime we get into a situation where we have extended cold weather or extreme temperatures of any kind, our number one priority is to make sure that we have enough power supply to meet the demands of our customers. At no time during the last 24 hours or any part of this extreme cold weather system have we had a time in the Evergy service territory where we did not have enough power to meet the demands of our customers.
Southwest Power Pool. That would sound like a fun time for me if it wasn't associated with these rolling blackouts. You know how much I love power and getting in the pool.
Of course, we do know that. But on a serious note, you know, I will say yesterday, Shay, I was not necessarily angry, but just like, why? You know, I just didn't understand. And I, you know, after listening to that and reading a couple articles and everything, I totally get it, but I still don't agree with the rollout that they had on, what was that, Monday? Mm-hmm. Wasn't necessarily yesterday, but yesterday they rolled it out better. Monday, they just like, forget y'all, we cutting it off. Just give us a notice.
Well, from what this man is saying, he didn't have any forewarning either from the Southwest Power Pool, who is over, of course, Missouri and Kansas, and there's other 12 states that are in that consortium, if you will.
It's tough, man.
It's been hard. They said they've never had to turn off any power in its 80 years of doing business. It's just, this is an unprecedented time. I think we're going to continue to have situations that arise as fallout from the pandemic, because that's really what it is. More people are at home than ever. Mm-hmm. More people are... It was to the point where I washed some clothes, found out about it, and I just left the clothes in there. I didn't want to put them in the dryer because they said don't use major appliances like dishwashers, washers, and dryers. You know, don't have the house, you know, lit up like a Christmas tree.
Right.
Really conserve some of this stuff.
Right. That's just something we don't never think. I know I never think about, you know, how much.
Because we're consumers in this country, and that's going to be the downfall of all of us.
Nah, you're right.
We want everything. We want it now.
Yep.
We need more.
Yep.
We need it faster. We don't care.
Yeah.
What?
How dare you say press pause on our life to save humankind?
And it's just so sad that it happened on one of the coldest days of the year when people are having to suffer. I saw a lot of folks on social media who were saying they were off more than 30 minutes yesterday.
Me too.
More than an hour on yesterday. Most folks were off between 3 and 8 hours yesterday that I saw on social media. We're probably going to open up the lines and see what people are feeling about the rolling blackout coming up later on in the show, B.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 20s. If you're getting out in this weather, you might want to get a 30 to 40 minute head start because you got light snow and 6 in Overland Park. Shay, what's poppin'?
I think I just came up with a new mini caper that you and I could do together.
Mini what?
Caper.
What is that?
A little plan for us to come up with come up on some money.
All right.
How much money you have in your pocket right now?
Let me see. Got about $3.
We just need $599,997 more dollars, and we can get this beautiful 10,799 square foot Tuscan style mansion that's in a nice part of Missouri.
I need that money
What part?
It has 6 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, a basketball court, a game room, a media room, and picturesque views of the Merrimack River Valley. Oh. This is a swanky area. Mm. Oh, by the way, it was owned by Nelly. He's trying to get rid of this house.
Nobody care about that.
Earl, what's going on?
That's a good deal for this house. He purchased the property back in 2002. He was trying to, you know, do an old flipperoo on it, fix it up, and then. But he said something happened, and it's been sitting there for 2 decades with nobody in it. So I'm pretty sure it's going to need a lot of work if it's been sitting unused for 2 years.
Yeah, I think I'm good on that. You can add that. I think I'm good.
But we could tell people this is where the St. Lunatics album.
That's cool. Nobody cares.
Nobody in Missouri, period?
Not on this side. You said a Nelly album, you know, that might.
Well, we could say that.
I mean, you said a St. Lunatics album. Like, nobody was listening to Free City, fam.
But what if we say, okay, what if we say that the Nelly album was created in here and we turned it into an Airbnb?
Sure.
So people could come and it will have Nelly music, like, as Muzak.
Let's deliberate over that over the break.
Okay. I thought it was a good idea. Kendall Jenner announced that she's going to be releasing a new tequila line.
Lord.
It's called 818, which is the area code of Calabasas, California, where she's from. Mm-hmm. And she says that after dozens of blind taste tests, trips to our distillery, entering into world tasting competitions anonymously, and winning 3.5 years later, I think we've done it.
Well, they making money on top of money. Like, when you start making money, it's easier to make more money.
And she's the one who's the brokest out of all of them. Because,
the
you know, she does the modeling.
Right.
She hasn't done any of the entrepreneuring. So this is her. Of course, mommy jumped in. Said, Kenny, I'm so proud of you. In the years of work and love, you put it to drink 818.
Did she have her camera out handy?
I don't know. Would you want to try this?
I'm good. I'm not a tequila drinker anyway. So.
I like tequila, but I don't drink it often. And the only reason I do is when I drink it, Brian, a sexy beast inhabits my body.
Bitch!
I tell you, I feel so sexy, so attractive after drinking tequila. I'm not lying.
Cocaine is a hell of a
when
drug.
I drink a tequila, I be like, ow.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm serious.
You need to stop.
That's why I don't drink it, because something takes over me, and then it's like, what you looking at? Hi.
That's what a good chicken wing does for me.
Chicken wing?
It makes me feel, you know.
Boy, you in Lent. You better stop thinking about these chicken wings, because you said on this U.S. American radio station.
Oh, you think I'm playing? I got my fruits right here with my water. I ain't playing.
One day I'm going to call over the wings and things.
Go ahead. Call them
and
up.
Have
I'll give
them
you the number.
To get whatever you usually order.
Darren,
and I'm going to have it brought up here for you. And
oh, you going to have
it
brought up?
It.
You going to cheat? You going to do that?
That's not cheating.
Darren, don't give her nothing.
I got money. He'll take it.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad at you, Brian, man, because you didn't call me back last week after you put me on hold, had me on hold, and never clicked over, man. I'm mad from last week, bro.
I mean, sometimes we get busy. Listen, I want to personally apologize to you for that. But Shay and I, we are the only two people that do this show. So a lot of times we don't forget about the callers, but we just be tied up at work.
He doesn't get that we at work. It sounds like we just in here playing. But we actually on our good U.S. American jobs.
Yes, we are.
So,
I love both of y'all. I got love both of y'all, man. You always show love on Twitter. You respond right back on Twitter, man. So it is what it is. Give and take some, you know.
What's your name on Twitter?
Young Trap Zeus, the real Trap Zeus. Shout out my boy D-Walk. Shout out Freak Block. Shout out Hot 103 Jams. Y'all already know what it is.
Appreciate you, my brother. Always love and have a good day.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
Bye.
listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Heed all the advice right now that we're hearing. Make sure that you are ready in the event of an outage. It is unfortunate that they may start at midnight and run through 11 a.m. in the morning. So that means having extra blankets at the ready, even when you're getting ready to go to sleep, is going to be key. The other thing is to make sure that you call or contact either relatives or others to make sure they're safe through the night. And we certainly always worry about our unhoused population, making sure they know about opportunities at Bartle Hall in Kansas City where you can stay warm. But really making sure people are safe is the most important thing we can do right now. Short term, we are communicating pretty much nonstop at this point with Evergy. We understand much of this is out of their control with SPP, the Southwest Power Pool, actually making these determinations. But we have got to make sure that we get some answer. Right now, it feels like we're a little bit, listless in terms of knowing when we will be out of the woods with this. It's going to be cold for a few more days, so we hope the weather makes a turn. But at the same time, we really hope that they get their handle on what's going on with our power grid nationwide here sooner. In the short term, we will make sure that we message about conserving energy usage at City Hall. We've turned off more lights. We've turned off more lights at facilities. We're trying to reduce our power, and we hope that everybody in the region does the same.
It's Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas on the Channel 41 Evening News last night talking about the frigid temperatures in our area and the rolling blackouts that have been a result of increased energy consumption.
Shay, I could tell that Mayor Lucas was a little irritated by that. Not by the questions or anything, just by the whole situation itself, because I think people are blaming him for this. Some people are. And they're looking at him to do something about it. And it's like, it's only so much he can do in this situation.
Well, Evergy is a private company. This is not government owned.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen a couple people online try to go at his neck.
Wow. Of course, we've all been trying to deal with how to keep our homes warm, how to answer the issues that are coming up, like frozen and busted pipes, and folks experiencing power outages. Mm. We're not alone, Brian. 20 people have died as a result of the freezing cold temperatures that we've been experiencing across the United States. And it's record cold temps that folks are talking about. A family of four passed away in a house near Houston while they were using a fireplace to stay warm. Mm. Two other people were killed with carbon monoxide poisoning. They went into their garage, cut the car on, and tried to stay warm in the garage and were overcome by the fumes.
That's the bad part about having a snowstorm like that in the Texas and some of our southern states, is that, Shay, some of these things aren't common knowledge to those folks, because they're not used to having to try to do that.
When I lived in Dallas for 5 years, I wore a jean jacket throughout the winter because it just really didn't get that cold. It might have dropped one or two times a year, and it was usually ice oriented. It would go under 32 and then some ice would come up and then it was over by the next day. Mm-hmm. So these folks are definitely ill prepared, and it just makes you sad to see folks that are suffering and, you know, making decisions like going into the garage and cutting the car on.
Life-changing decisions, man.
Man, it's just so sad. You know, a lot of folks have been talking on social media about the response. I've seen a lot of people say that they were out of power for 3 hours, not the 30 to 60 minutes that Evergy had said at first. I want to talk to some folks. Have you been without power? What happened? What did Evergy say to you? And what are you expecting to do today?
It don't matter who you are, everybody is a star.
Let it breeze out, loud as the roar.
Piper High School Black Leaders of America Choir.
Hey.
They accepted the Lift Every Voice Challenge. If you want to, too, just send a 30-second or less video to my Instagram at Hey Shay Moore or Facebook at Shay Moore. And you may hear yourself on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Rise.
The mayor had the lights of the Kansas City skyline dimmed to conserve energy. We've all been asked to lower our consumption. In my opinion, this is foreshadowing of the demand for resources.
Mm-hmm.
We want more water, more electricity, more gas. Are we going to have to get to a point where we're saying, look, maybe you're not going to be able to flush every flush. Maybe you're going to flush every third flush.
I don't know.
Maybe you're not going to turn on every light in the house. If you're not in that room, you need to bring that consumption down.
I don't know, Shay. You asking Americans to give up a lifestyle that we're used to. I don't see people going for that.
But isn't it realistic? Like, as we're seeing rolling blackouts happening all over this country, particularly here in Kansas City and on the other side of the border, this is a reality that we may have to face at some point.
Good luck. We'll see.
Did you become affected, you and your family, by the rolling blackouts that happened yesterday?
I'm in Lawrence, Kansas, and in Lawrence, they told us that the electricity would be off no more than 90 minutes. Me and my children were shaking like booty meat in my house for 5 hours, and I was hot. But they got it back on, though, and they cut it off like a couple times and cut it back on, but it's on now, and I just hope and pray that it does not happen again. And I'm going to have to pray for everybody in Texas. My family lives in Texas, but they're from Kansas City, so they're not brand new when it comes to snow. But this is just ridiculous.
Will you have another plan if this were to happen again today?
I'm going to have to go to a friend's house or something, because I can't do the cold. I can't do it, honey.
So how long did it take before the house got cold after the lights and heat were cut off?
About an hour for the whole house to just cool off. Like, I'm under the blanket, head under the blanket, everything. And as soon as I stick a toe out, I'm freezing.
Mm.
So it didn't even take that long for the... And I have a 5-bedroom house, so it's a big house. And it didn't take that long for the whole house to be cold.
We definitely got to check on our senior members of our family who may be experiencing this. And sometimes the older folks don't have the temperature regulation to know when it's too cold or know when it's too hot. So, man, definitely everybody check on your family right now and make sure that they're staying warm.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Bye.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's a lot of snow outside. If you need to get out, get a head start, at least 30 to 40 minutes. Light snow is 7 right now, 18th and Vine. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Former reality star and former socialite Paris Hilton is the big 4-0 today.
Mm.
That's hot. Pop singer Ed Sheeran is 30 today.
I love him. Hey!
Is it Sheeran or Sheeran?
I thought it was Sheeran. I'm in love with your body. It's too easy there. It gotta be Sheeran.
R&B singer Shantae Moore, she 54 today.
What? 54? Wow. Candle. Yes, Lord. That's that slow grinding music right there, boy.
You don't know nothing about this.
Yeah, all right. That was a house party, too.
NFL Hall of Famer and activist Jim Brown is 85.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot about him in that one night in my... Wasn't that about him? Wasn't he one of the ones in the room with... Yeah, Jim Brown.
Come on, with Jordan?
No.
One night in what?
One Night in Miami, the movie that's on Amazon Prime. Nothing you
I've never even heard of it.
Okay, all right, friend. And NBA great Michael Jordan is 58 years old.
Happy birthday, everybody born on...
Does he have jaundice?
February 17th. What is that?
Like, his eyes are, like, yellow.
Nah, like Shannon Sharp said, them are yak eyes. We know what them are. Yak and cigar eyes. Oh, happy birthday to my grandma. Today would have been her birthday.
Aww.
February 17th.
You
love
say
your grandma,
we have
Brooks.
Hands alike.
Y'all do.
I don't never get offended because you said I got old lady hands, but it's okay.
Nah, man, come on, man. Nah, man, that's a sentimental thing.
I know. I don't get offended.
All right.
Rihanna Savage Fenty lingerie brand is now worth $1 billion.
Making that real money.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
And she, I ain't mad.
You know, she got, you know, husky models too. You know, so.
Of all sizes and shapes.
I know,
yes.
I know I got a little vitiligo, but you know.
That went away. You can't nobody see that.
Nah, you can. If I were to.
You could barely see
dressed like the husky dude. You'll be able to see everything. You know, how would I be? I'd be like Jet Magazine, Shay.
Oh, okay. It's been 3 years since Migos dropped their Culture 2 album, and Quavo says fans are expecting part 3.
I hope
so.
Because I don't think nobody expected it. People wasn't rocking with Culture 2, for real. Culture 2 is okay. The first Culture is like... Everybody loves that one. The second one, do we need a third one? Probably not.
Well, he said you can expect it in the springtime. Culture 2 went double platinum, though. So that's actually very good in, you know, the climate of people not really consuming music the same way.
I just think people got Migos fatigue. I do.
I guess we'll find out. I didn't know Takeoff had an album. Go ahead.
When it dropped,
it was called The Last Rocket in November 2018.
Went double wood, Shay.
I didn't know that. Okay. So, you know, Lil Boosie is being dragged for some recent comments that he made about Lori Harvey.
You gotta get a Black Bachelor some kind of credit now.
I want Lori Harvey on my wish list.
You know, one like me saying that, somebody else saying that. You know what a rapper's saying? You know, I want her because, you know, a lot of big dogs want her on a whistle. You know, so you can't look at it. You know, you got to start giving the bachelor's credit. People act like they falling, but nobody's stuck. You only going to stuck, you know, once you done ran through like that, you know, you really only going to catch a simp. You ain't going to catch no sweet.
So he called Michael B. Jordan a simp, and he's trying to say we should thank the bachelors for upgrading her or putting her up on this pedestal that she's on. That's what he's trying to say. Ignorant nonetheless, definitely. I mean, are we ever going to stop taking like relationship advice from Lil Boosie?
Are we going to normalize men stop trying to value a woman's body and a woman's actions? Value yourself. Talk about your cat facts. Talk about what you do, the way you treat people, the way you date different people and stop dating them. Let's talk about your stuff. Why are you worried about what a chick do?
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Soul Food Tour has been canceled for today. I'm supposed to be at another delicious location in honor of Black History Month, but nonetheless, the inclement weather has affected more things than one. Of course, the winter storm has left a lot of folks dead, millions without power in record cold temperatures. Even here in Kansas City, folks have been dealing with this cold snap. Have you been without power?
I haven't, fortunately. I'm definitely one of the lucky ones that has avoided this situation that we're going through, Shay. It's just, I just find it unbelievable, but I get it. With the temperatures like they are, how they are. And Lord, I just feel for people who don't have their power during this time, man.
You got a, I don't know if I want to call it a scathing email, but Billy Ray had something to say. He said that we gave a big shout out and good job to MoDOT on yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And we did not include the public works folks who are out there doing their job and keeping the roads together. He says that MoDOT does the highway and Public Works does the streets. Look, we weren't aware of that, fam.
Yeah, right.
We're so sorry, Billy Ray.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm seeing Billy Ray, But he say a lot about the show. He don't mind inboxing. I'm serious. I'm just looking back at, this is dating back to 2019. He don't mind shooting a little inbox about the show. I just read all of your messages. Thank you, Billy Ray. We appreciate you for listening, like, for real.
How many expletives?
Some stuff he don't agree with. Mm-hmm. I'm just now looking at this.
We can agree to disagree. It's cool. We know some stuff
he likes, though. Some stuff he likes. So thank you for passing that on. We do not want to slight the folks that are working on the actual streets in our area.
It's a dangerous job.
Definitely. So we've got someone holding on line three. We're talking about the rolling blackouts and how, if at all, it's affected you.
My son, 25 years old, works for Evergy, and no one wants the power on more than him. He's been working around the clock since Monday morning and hasn't come home to his family since. So just that perspective, nobody wants the power on more than Evergy and the linemen that work for Evergy. So just keep that in mind. They're working really hard to get the power back on for everyone.
I understand that perspective, and thank you for calling up and sharing that. I think that people would have had a more even response had they been notified. I think part of the problem is no one was notified, so people were ill prepared for the lights being cut off. And then having to deal with it yesterday, they said, oh, just 30 to 60 minutes. And many people had many more hours of disruption than that. So I totally get what you're saying.
If they could control it, they would. So they're just working so hard, and they're out there in negative 17 degree weather trying to get our power back on. So I understand, and it's a hard situation, but people's kids are out there working in this weather to make sure everyone's warm, and that's all they want. So you guys have a great day.
You too. You too.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We should be conserving our power this morning.
Right.
So last night, I watched TV in the dark. I cut every other light off in the house. I had no other appliances running when I saw that Tiffany Haddish has a new comedy special on the Netflix. Thank you so much for paying the bill again.
I'm finna cut it off.
I'm gonna talk to one of the comedians in that comedy special, Barbara Carlisle, coming up at 8:08. Mm-hmm. Anything you've been doing to prepare yourself for the possible rolling blackouts, which are a possibility until 11 o'clock this morning?
Well, Shay, I am going to act like Troop and Levert on New Jack City, and I will be standing around a big fire, and I will be singing. That's what I'm going to be doing. Living.
Everyone else, please just layer up. Make sure that you've got food available. That's what's happening in a lot of other states. They're running out of gas. They're running out of food. And they're dealing with power outages much longer than the ones that we've experienced here in Kansas City.
And I think the pandemic is a big reason for that. And you mentioned it earlier about us being at home more and using all this energy.
Well, usually I keep my heat on 73 or 74 degrees. And it cuts on and off throughout the day once it reaches 74. Mm-hmm. Ever since we've had this cold snap, it has gone off none. It goes continuously. Mm-hmm. Because it's so cold outside, it has to stay on to keep it at 74. So this is what we're experiencing. There's a big article in the Kansas City Star talking about other energy sources and how it may have played a part in what we're experiencing right now. Wind energy, gas, coal. Get a moment, take a look at that article, give you a little bit more perspective on why things are going the way that they are. Have you been experiencing any of the rolling blackouts? And tell us about it.
The damn light company had my lights off for 5 hours.
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't do nothing. We just sat there and we all got in a room and got under cover together.
You feel like you should get some of that money back on at the end of the bill period, don't you?
I feel like I shouldn't have to pay my whole bill. I need to be reimbursed or something.
Oh, all right. What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Thank you so much for calling up. So if it happens again today, do you have a plan in place?
I sure won't be there. I'll be in my car.
Okay, well, be careful. Don't be in no garage with the car on.
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, no, no. We're going to be outside riding around.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Have a good one. Be blessed. Be safe.
Thank you too. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Barbara Carlisle has been doing comedy for 40 years. Apollo Comedy Hour, Def Jam, Comic View, Comic Escape, just to name a few. And she's actually appearing in the second season of the Emmy-nominated stand-up comedy series, Tiffany Haddish Presents Stay Ready, which premiered February 2nd, 2021. This was on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Man, I hope this take off with Netflix because I want to be rich. I don't want to be too rich. I just want to be, like, comfortable rich. Like, a little rich that I wasn't before. Tiffany's so rich, she can afford to be bald-headed. How many of you black women sitting out there can say the same thing? I know I go buy me a wig every other day.
Yes, biggest stage we could possibly be on at this time.
You a vet in the game. How does it feel teaming up with Tiffany Haddish?
Oh, my God. It's surreal. I'm still walking around in a daze and in a haze, and I don't even smoke. But I can't tell you how much this has done for me in my career. You know, 44 years in the game, two nights taping for Netflix did more for my career than 44 years of me going from stage to stage, and it's just wonderful.
What are some of the wonderful things that have happened since appearing on this comedy special?
I have a lot more foreign men in my inbox, picking up fans from all over the world. Because, you know, this will be shot and, like, seen in, like, 180 countries. I think I'm going to get, like, carpal tunnel or arthritis or something because I'm steadily typing. Thank you. Please continue to watch. Thanks for the support, man. I'm going to have to get me a secretary.
You're going to upgrade your cookbook and go international with it, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you first meet Tiffany Haddish, and how did she approach you with being a part of They Ready?
I met Tiffany in 2007, I think. We were both booked on a tour going to Korea to entertain the troops. And we were there for 3 weeks. So every night after the show, we'd get together in one of our respective rooms and talk about the night. And I'd help her with some jokes. And we'd sit around and just laugh and joke and whatever. And we made a vow that if one of us made it, we'd come back for the other. And, of course, she made it. She came back.
Tiffany Haddish seems like an around-the-way girl all the way. Is that a fair assumption about her?
It is. Tiffany is like a kid in a candy store. Everything to her is like magnified 50 million times. She sees the world in kaleidoscope. She really is a black unicorn.
Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready, starring none other than Barbara Carlisle. Godfrey is also on this special. I love following him on Instagram. He's a political comedian and funny. Dean Edwards is also a part of it. Kimberly Clark and Aaron Jackson and Tony Woods. You had about 15 to 20 minutes to do your thing. Did you feel good about what you put out there?
Yes, I did. There were some jokes that I thought they were going to use, but they know better than me. But kind of feedback that I'm getting, I'm pleased.
The talented and beautiful Barbara Carlisle. Check her out on the Emmy-nominated stand-up comedy series Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you for having me.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Today, look for highs in the lower 20s. Right now, you got a little light snow at 7 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about Birdman and Toni Braxton being married?
Probably a 3.
Okay, then I'll move along.
No, I'm saying.
4 San Antonio Spurs players have tested positive for coronavirus, Brian.
Oh, that's bad.
As a result, the Spurs will not be playing any games until the middle of next week at the earliest, postponing at least 3 games. The league also said that the Charlotte Hornets' next 2 games had been postponed while contact tracing is completed.
We cannot forget about COVID-19. Yeah, I know we're getting hit with some haymakers, y'all, but seriously, we got to keep that on top of our mind.
Pandora's box is open, fam. Like, if the zombie apocalypse were to happen, or, You know, anything crazy, I wouldn't be shocked.
How about new?
Dr. Dre is accused of threatening Monique Slaughter. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She was with Lil Fizz.
Okay, I never watched that incarnation of Love & Hip Hop. I always just watched New York or Atlanta.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't? Why?
It's a little fugazi. You like Ray J. He's cool.
Yeah, of course I like Ray J. His Raycons. So Monique took to Instagram and said that Dre had a producer to call her and threaten her.
You know what? I did not want to believe that Dre was a woman beater. But after the couple of phone calls that I literally just had, he's a woman beater. For sure.
Lord have mercy. That sound like a lawsuit to you?
It does, because if he didn't personally call you and threaten you, the right. other man did. You should say he's a... Yeah.
Let's just be clear, though. We know Dr. Dre came out and apologized, 5-6 years ago for what he did to the lady who was on the... I forgot, D. Barnes.
It was a hip-hop show.
I think it was D. Barnes. I think that was her name.
And it was a couple other people. Michelet said that he was a little violent.
Yeah, so, it's a slippery slope, man. You got to, you know, watch out with that.
So, Cardi B's Up song debuted number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is a feat that is a big deal.
It is. And that song is a... banger, certified bangers, the best song hands down in 2021 so far.
It was the leader, of course, is Lauryn Hill with Doo Wop That Thing.
Really? That was 98.
And so she's the closest to get to Lauryn Hill status of being number 1 on the Hot 100 as a female rapper.
That's big, man. You know, and I see Cardi do these random interviews and stuff like on Jimmy Fallon, and she's very well spoken, and she's I don't know if they coached her or I think most of that is her natural gift of being a charmer. And
she's very smart. Yeah, I mean, people think that she's not when she is. Yeah, like she can talk about history like a professor can. You know, one of her favorite first ladies is Eleanor Roosevelt. And I really didn't know a lot about her. And I did some research. So I got to say, you know, Cardi taught me. Because I didn't know a lot about... That's like, you know, way before my time. But Eleanor Roosevelt did a lot for people, black people, women, and their issues. It was some little saucy sauce in the mix. They was thinking she was having a little... Nothing.
Having a what?
A little relationship.
With who?
With one of her little handlers.
who's the husband?
For real?
No, I don't remember the name. I don't remember the last name.
Roosevelt.
Okay. President. All right. I remember the first name. I couldn't remember the last name.
Yeah, FDR was her husband. But
yeah, she would cheat on him.
But it was with a lady. It's back then you didn't hear that. You have to watch it. It's on CNN. It's called First Ladies. And they deal with a lot of it starts with Michelle Obama, and then it goes through about 5 or 6 different first ladies. And I learned a lot from watching that.
Cardi taught you.
Cardi taught me.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Brittany.
All right, Brittany, let's see what you got.
Tell me what you want and I will give it to you. Cause you are.
My love, do you ever dream of candy coated raindrops? You're the sea and my candy rain.
You better get into it. I know you was feeling it towards the end, wasn't you?
Yes, I was.
Congratulations. You got qualified for $1,000 of cold cash.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome, boo.
And because we love you, we're going to get you $30 in Kansas Lottery X Games instant tickets, all right?
Hey, thank you.
One of them scratch-offs hit. Don't forget my number now.
I got you, Shay. Both of y'all my friends on Facebook.
Hey. Oh, yay. Brittany, what's your name on Facebook?
BD Lincoln.
Oh, I know who you are. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
Shout out to the Kansas Kansas Lottery and tell Kansas City what station is trying to hook you up with some cold cash.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam the Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposits.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Friendship at every age is vital to mental health, emotional soundness, and overall wellness. It requires mutual respect and is a give and take. It isn't always 50-50. Sometimes it's 80-20. When you are weak, she is strong, and vice versa. Humans are wired to be relational. We aren't meant to be alone or isolated. However, a fear of emotional intimacy often gets in the way of what could otherwise be a rewarding, safe haven. It's important to know your friend's love language. Do they need your time, your hugs, your words of affirmation, or do they need acts of service or thoughtful gifts? Friendships require trust, vulnerability, and forgiveness. Individuals with strong and reliable support tend to be more resilient and hopeful, but only to the extent that their friends know about their difficulties. When an individual is the go-to person in their friend group and they don't share in the vulnerability, they don't reap the same benefits. If this describes you, you may want to reconsider your guardedness. Here are 7 health benefits of friendship according to researchers. Number 1, friends may extend your lifespan. Number 2, your friends can impact your physical health. Number 3, friendships can keep your mind sharp. 4, friends can influence us for the better. Number 5, your BFFs can help you through some very tough times. Number 6, friends can help you cope with rejection. And number 7, friendships can last a lifetime. Not only does friendship impact physical and mental health, friendship is essential to the soul. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.